The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for July 17th of 2026. Michigan is the epicenter of a cyclosporiasis outbreak. Cyclosporiasis is a gastrointestinal parasite that causes explosive diarrhea, and the outbreak has skyrocketed to over 1,000 last weekend. According to state health officials, the parasite has sickened over 2,600 people both in Michigan and in 17 other states. Now, this parasite is extremely small and can only be seen with a microscope, but it can cause big problems to humans if they eat food or drink water that's been contaminated with fecal matter. We're still not sure yet of the source of the outbreak, as Michigan health departments and officials from other states are investigating where this thing came from. And they better find out soon, because this disease is sending people to the hospital. On the good news front, if people are found to have the parasite, it can be treated with a specific antibiotic, and this parasite cannot really be passed on person to person. But on the bad news front, the number of those infected is probably higher than we know at this time, and if the parasite is contained in packaged vegetables or salads, it might take a little longer until a recall is finally issued. Now, how does this all involve the Trump regime? It does, because you see, living these years with the Trump regime has been one giant stomach pain for sure, and one reason for that is how the Trump regime has smashed up institutions that investigated such outbreaks. Newsweek's Marnie Rose McFall wrote, "The Trump administration's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scaled back a federal-state partnership that monitors foodborne illnesses, including cyclospora, a year before several states began reporting an outbreak of this infection." So this federal and state partnership that Ms. McFall is writing about here, called FoodNet, out of nowhere announced that it was reducing its program that tracked foodborne illnesses. Why? Listen to this from McFall. "The required monitoring was cut down to 2 pathogens, down from 8. The program had been in place for 3 decades. 3 decades, and they decided, no, we don't need it. Let's trash it, because in the end, it's all about protecting corporations, not the people." Now, this coincides with other head-shaking moves from the Trump regime CDC, including dissolving the Parasitic Diseases and Malaria Division. Now, that division was under the now-defunded USAID program, defunded thanks to billionaire brat Elon Musk, who doesn't mind taking our taxpayer dollars for his purposes. You know, I'd love to know which American would say they'd rather have their tax dollars spent on giving Elon Musk or Betsy DeVos in Michigan or other billionaire tech bros or others inside the Epstein class than, you know, paying to help eradicate diseases. I'd love to know which Michigander and which American would say they'd rather throw billions of dollars towards Israel's genocidal government than ensure that we'd have the best tools available against foodborne diseases right here in the United States. I'd love to know which Americans and which Michiganders would say they'd rather that, you know, we spend more on overseas wars while subsidizing the oil and gas industry than we spend here on ensuring forever chemicals or PFAS aren't in our drinking water. Oh yeah, in case you missed that little bit of wonderful news over the past month or so, the Trump regime is scaling back federal standards for PFAS, which have been detected in communities all across the state of Michigan. Scaling back the federal standards are part of the Health and Human Services Director Robert Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again initiative. I'm not sure how explosive diarrhea and higher cancer numbers leads to a healthier nation, but it does make those at the top, the donor class, the corporate class, the Epstein class, richer and less accountable. And that's something that we and the working class just cannot stomach much longer. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. And subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon as well. Go Tigers, and take the battle to them.